Missouri Net News is presented by Drury University's College of Continuing Professional Studies, now offering more than 22 online programs. Visit drury.edu/ccps.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Senator McCaskill said on MSNBC that Hillary Clinton becoming the Democratic nominee for president is a special moment for women. Tuesday's multi-state primaries have secured enough delegates for Clinton to take the top spot over Bernie Sanders.
So I do think that it's going to be quite a contrast between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and one that I think will reassure most Americans that we want someone who is strong and stable in the White House.
McCaskill said the fact that Clinton is a woman will be a problem for some, but with others, it will be a big plus. McCaskill says she's not interested in being Clinton's running mate, but will campaign for her. Former Missouri U.S. Senator Jim Talent wants the EPA to fully comply with a congressional mandate for minimum volumes of renewable fuels. Talent, who is the president of Americans for Energy Security and Innovation, says the EPA wants an increase in all biofuels in 2017, but their mandated levels for corn ethanol fall below the 15 billion gallon target.
We are producing that ethanol, and we can distribute it as well. And this is a policy, in fact, it's about the only energy policy Washington's had in the last 30 years that's actually worked.
The proposed levels are an increase from the previous ones. That pleases the National Corn Growers Association, but they too say the levels are not high enough to meet the statutory requirement. The EPA is holding a public hearing tomorrow at the Crown Center Sheridan in Kansas City on its proposed renewable fuel standard level. Attorney General Chris Coster is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review a federal appeals court decision involving transgender students' access to public school bathrooms and locker rooms. Coster indicates that Missouri intends to disagree with President Obama's directive to allow transgender students to choose the bathroom matching their gender identity, but he says the transgender students must be treated with fairness and respect. Governor Jay Nixon has appointed three people to the University of Missouri Board of Curators. Those appointed include John Sunvold from Columbia, Thomas Voss from Eureka, and Mary Nelson from St. Louis. Nixon also nominated Jean Graham of Columbia to serve as the student representative to the board. The appointees can serve until January, when senators will decide whether to confirm them. A missing St. Clair County teenager has been found safe in eastern Kansas. 14-year-old Samantha Leonard of Osceola was reported missing on Monday. This is Missouri Net News.